Hi, Ken Clem here. All right, so now you've got your MFF Pro system set up and you're ready to get some traffic to your capture pages so you can generate some leads. Well, we don't generate traffic because traffic on the internet is already there. Think of it like the information superhighway. You know, just like the interstate highways that cars travel on, there's lots of traffic there every day. Think of I-95 or I-5, I-10, I-80. Plenty of traffic there all day, every day. And we don't have to generate that traffic. It's there. All we have to do is divert or attract some of that traffic our way. On the interstate highways, people put up big billboards to attract or divert some traffic, and that's kind of like what we're going to do. But we want to target that traffic. We don't want just any traffic. We want specific traffic that's interested in what we have at Mentoring for Free. It's like on the interstate, if you wanted to attract traffic that was going to ocean beaches, you probably would not put up billboards on I-84 or I-55 or any of those roads that don't go to any bridges. And you don't just have the interstate highways, you've got secondary highways as well. Now, say for example, you wanted to attract people who want to buy fishing equipment or fishing accessories. You probably would not want to put up a billboard on a secondary road that goes to a country club. Wrong traffic. And if you were selling golfing accessories and golfing equipment, you wouldn't want to set up a billboard on a secondary road that went to a fishing pier. That would be a waste of a billboard. And the cool thing about secondary roads is the billboards are not as expensive to put up. There's not as much traffic on the secondary roads, but the traffic is more highly targeted. Now, there's a formula for all advertising. It applies to billboards, it applies to television and radio commercials, newspaper ads, and the internet. And the formula is very simple. It's A plus C plus A. The first A stands for attention. We have to get people's attention. The C stands for curiosity. Once we have their attention, we've got to get them really curious. And the last A is for action. We want people to take action. On the highway, if we attract them, and the action they may take is to slow down and pull off to their shoulder and write down a phone number or a website. If we're diverting traffic, the action would be they get off the next exit and come see us. Now, say you've got a billboard advertising a restaurant. You know, you're trying to attract the hungry people. When people are not hungry, they just drive on by. They don't really pay much attention to the billboard. But when people are hungry, they may get off the exit. That's the traffic that they're ready for us. Because they're hungry. Now, the folks who aren't hungry, our billboard's not wasted on them, because even though they're not hungry right now, every time they see our billboard, it goes into their subconscious mind, and they say, oh yeah, you know, it gets in there, and they see it when they're hungry, then they're going to be ready. It's like if you've ever traveled I-95 through the Carolinas, you probably have heard of South of the Border. They just have an enormous number of the billboards going up and down I-95 through the Carolinas so that everybody who's traveled that route's heard of South of the Border. Whether you've gone there or not, you know about it. So let's talk about targeting some more. At Mentoring for Free, our ideal target, our laser bullseye target, are people who believe in MLM. Either they're doing an MLM company right now, or they're looking for one, but they already have the dream, they already have an idea how much work is involved, but they may be struggling and are lacking success. Over the past 9 years, people have told us what they're struggling with, the two biggest things they struggle with, and it's the same now as it was 9 years ago. The first thing people tell us they're looking for is good leads. Good leads they can talk to who will not hang up the phone during the first 5 seconds. The second thing people are telling us they want is better retention. When they want their customers and distributors to stay with them and not quit in the first 72 hours. The Mentoring for Free system is designed to provide help with both of those things. Now, our secondary target around the bullseye, in the center around the bullseye, are any people who are trying to create income from home, even if they're not doing MLM. They may be doing affiliate programs or different Ponzi schemes and stuff. They've been ripped off, and now they're trying to rip other people off to get their money back. Well, these folks need help too. They need to get educated so they can stop wasting money and start making money. Now, here's how ACA works on the internet. The attention phase, getting their attention, you've got to be really quick. You've got less than 1 second to get somebody's attention when they're surfing the internet, because they're clicking around, they're going from place to place, and if you don't get their attention right away, they're gone. Once you've got their attention, you got to get their curiosity within a few seconds. If they're not curious about what's on your page, they're going to leave. So, you've got a page full of a bunch of paragraphs. Every paragraph has to maintain and build that curiosity or they're gone. And we want them to maintain that curiosity so they'll take some action. Either they're going to pick up the phone and call you, or they're going to click on a link and go to another page, or they're going to fill out and submit a form. Now, over the past 9 years, our leaders have had experience with 8 basic ways to get traffic, and we have provided plenty of training on all 8 methods, and we've broken them down into 2 groups, Group 1 and Group 2. Now, Group 1 is kind of like the secondary roads. There's not as much traffic on the secondary roads, but the traffic is more highly targeted. And just like secondary roads, it's easier to set up billboards on them. It's real easy to set up things in Group 1, but the billboards don't last as long. So in Group 1, you have to keep on doing long-term effort every day or every week to keep attracting traffic. The methods on Group 2, they're like the interstate highways. There's a lot more traffic there, but it's not very targeted. It's kind of like everybody's using those things. So you have to learn how to find and target the people in those groups. The downside of Group 2 is it takes longer to set these things up. It requires some advanced skills like keyword research and backlinks, bookmarking, and all that stuff. But the upside is, once you've got Group 2 set up properly, it will keep producing long-term results. The billboards last for years and years. Okay, when you're just starting out with Mentoring for Free, we want to help you start getting ebook downloads right away. And you may be tempted to start with something on Group 2 because that's where there's an awful lot of traffic and those things are popular, but it takes a lot of time to get these things set up right before you start getting downloads. So unless you already have a presence and some influence in one of these places, we suggest you do not start with Group 2 because you'll become frustrated. Start with Group 1. When you follow the instructions for any of the training we have on Group 1 stuff, you'll start getting ebook downloads within days. So let's take a look at Group 1. The first thing is traffic exchanges. And these are places where people go and surf webs, and in exchange, people look at their web pages. You go onto a site, you pull up somebody's web page, and you have to keep it up there. There's a timer, maybe 8 seconds, 10 seconds, 15 seconds, 20 seconds, whatever. And then a symbol appears and you have to click on a matching symbol to load a new page. And every time you've looked at somebody's page and click on a symbol, you earn credits. When you have enough credits accumulated, then people will start to see your pages and that you'll use up those credits. So as long as you keep surfing, you'll keep earning free credits. Now, even if you become a pro member and start to purchase credits, these exchanges reward people who are active. So the more often you surf, the more often your pages will be displayed in the rotation. So traffic exchanges can get you results very quickly, but you have to keep surfing every week to maintain that flow of traffic to you. The second thing is safe lists, and safe lists are like email exchanges. It's legalized spamming. Everybody who joins the list agrees to receive a bunch of spam, and in return, they get to send spam to all the other members. And it's the same kind of thing. There's a link in every email where people click on the link to open a page, and they've got to keep it open for a certain number of seconds, and they earn free credits. But even just like traffic exchanges, if you go pro with a safe list so that you don't have to read any emails anymore, and you just pay a monthly fee and you can send out a broadcast, an email, every 48 hours or whatever the deal is, you still have to keep sending those emails every couple days. So it requires long-term effort to keep getting results. Classified as number three, these are things like Wanted Once and other websites where you can post a classified ad for free. These can get good results, but you have to keep on placing ads. Whenever you place an ad on a classified ad site, your ad is placed right at the top. But as soon as somebody comes in behind you and places their ad moves down a notch. And that keeps going on, so within a few minutes, your ad has gone down pretty far. So you have to go in there every day and keep posting those ads, maybe several times a day, for your ad to be seen. The fourth method is called business networking. These are places like Adland Pro, My Networking Pro, IBO Toolbox, and LinkedIn. Everybody who uses these business networking sites, they're all trying to create income from home, except maybe LinkedIn. LinkedIn has business people who may be professionals or business owners for other kinds of businesses that are not MLM, but there's a lot of people on LinkedIn that are trying to create income from home. The other sites like IBO Toolbox and Adland Pro, they're virtually all people trying to create income from home, so it's a highly targeted group. And what you do there is you're just reaching out and making contacts, because most of these folks, they go to these business networking sites to promote their stuff. Just like classified ads, safe lists, and traffic exchanges, people are told to go to these places and pitch their products or services and their opportunities. The problem they run into is that everybody else there is doing the same thing, and nobody except other business owners are looking at their stuff, and they're just trying to pitch their stuff, so they're not interested in buying other people's stuff or joining other opportunities. They're all there doing the same thing. So one thing all these folks have in common is they're struggling trying to make sales and trying to get people to sign up. So why you stand out from the crowd is because you're not in there pitching a product, a service, or an opportunity. You're just offering people help through success in 10 steps. So that sets you apart. So that's group one, highly targeted. Everybody there trying to create income from home. And you've got to keep on doing daily or weekly consistent effort to keep getting ebook downloads. So let's move on to group two. With group two, you can set these things up, and it takes time. It may take a year or two for some of these methods to start working for you. So what we suggest is a strategy when you're first getting started out. Pick one thing from group one and work it until you become an expert at that method, and then maybe start using a second method from group one and work these two methods consistently so you're getting consistent ebook downloads. Then while you're doing that daily or weekly effort, start learning and building on something in group two, so that as you're getting those results every week, you're working on group two, and at some point you'll be able to get your group two thing to the point where it's generating traffic, and it keeps on generating traffic, and you don't have to do the daily effort anymore in group one to keep getting results. Remember again, group two takes time. It can take a year or two before you start seeing results. So that's the strategy. Looking at group two, number five is social networking. These are places like Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, and others. Now, a lot of people are tempted to go to Facebook right away because it's popular and there's a lot of traffic there. But Facebook, if you go in there and try to get ebook downloads right away, you're going to be doing activities that are considered spamming, and you'll find yourself thrown into Facebook jail where your account is suspended for 30 days. So social networking, and there are many, many social network sites. What you do there is you build influence gradually by contributing and adding value to the community. Takes time to learn how to do that, and it takes time to build that influence, so it's not a place to go and get results right away. Number six is blogs and articles. Blogs are weblogs, and you can use things like Blogger, WordPress, free e-zines, and self-hosted weblogs. These require writing skill, but it also requires keyword research and keyword relevance. Things like backlinks and SEO to attract visitors. SEO stands for search engine optimization, and it's a steep learning curve to SEO work to construct your content so that it is optimized for search engines. And what SEO does, it attracts logical traffic. Logical traffic is generated by the search engines like Google and Bing. And it's all based on logic and algorithms and stuff, relevancy when people are searching for certain things. And the more traffic you get to that page, it becomes popular and it advances in ranking, and it'll appear on the first page of search results when somebody searches for those keywords. It takes time to get them up there usually and to keep them there. But that's how people can find you, through logical traffic. They'll find you. Getting them to stay with you and not go off somewhere else, to stay on your page and keep coming back again and again, maybe subscribing to your feed or subscribing to your YouTube channel. This requires something I call organic traffic. With organic traffic, you make an impression on them. You impress them, you connect with their emotions, their feelings, so they feel a connection to you and they keep coming back and they stay with you. So with group two, with blogs and stuff, you've got to do some work for logical traffic and organic traffic. Number seven is your own web pages. Creating your own web pages, and these can be things like Squidoo lenses or hub pages. MentorKen.com is a perfect example. It's a hub page I created over 6 years ago, and it still pulls in traffic. I just go in there once in a while and do a minor tweak to it. Every time I do a tweak, it raises its ranking in the on the search results. Now, here you've got to learn some graphic design, some HTML, and SEO. It takes a lot of advanced skills. Method number eight is video. You know, YouTube is the second most popular search engine next to Google. And YouTube is the most popular search engine for videos. In videos, you've got to learn SEO. It's also relevant there. Plus video editing, and you've got to come up with content. That's a lot of advanced skills, but YouTube and other videos are a great way to gain influence and build up subscribers and followers over time. So in a nutshell, those are the 8 ways to get traffic. Group 1 and group 2. Get started today. Maybe visit with your coach, your mentor, and have them help you pick something from group 1 to get started. And they can point you to where to find all the training for the things in group 1. And then once you start getting ebook downloads and get results, add something else from group 1 with your coach's help and learn the training on that, become an expert. And then with your sponsor's guidance, find something in group 2 that you would enjoy doing and see where the training is and get the training, become proficient in group 2 to build your long-term results. And we have recorded audio training and some video training on all these methods. Look at the index at mffaudios.com. And we'll see you there. Hope you enjoyed this audio.